Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. God bless you. This is Bishop Barron. I want to thank you so, so much for releasing the miracle dollars or more. Listen, friend, by now you should have already received the powerful success workbook that I sent you. I need you to follow the instructions. I need you to begin to work on the book. It's imperative. It's key that you begin to start your assignments and follow my instructions that I've given you in my book. This is the beginning stage. This is the beginning steps of a transformational change in your finances. This is the beginning of new breakthroughs that you will begin to cause to manifest in your life. Your persistence, your diligence is key. Do you not know that many people fail in their life because they don't move into diligence? They're not focused? A lack of focus will open up the door to poverty. By now, you should have already again received your ebook. Perhaps you've already received your email, your prophecy from the company of prophets. If you haven't as of yet, keep an eye on your inbox. It's on its way. Now prepare yourself, prepare your heart for the word of the Lord from myself and my wife, Prophetess Michelle.
Bless you, Prophetess Alice. Thank you, woman of God, for the miracle seed. No, Prophetess Alice Jackson, that the Spirit of the Lord says that you're moving into a new direction. You're moving into a time where the pieces of the puzzle are coming together. You're moving into a time, woman of God, where you're going to begin to see the Spirit is going to set you up. And the Spirit is going to set you up into a higher level, a higher realm, a higher dimension. For the Lord says, hold on tight. For the turbulence of life has moved on, and you're going to find yourself in a much better place. And you're going to begin to see, woman of God, that the Lord said, I'm going to upgrade thee. For the Spirit of the Lord shall shine upon thee. And these trivial matters shall fall to the wayside. And you're going to begin to unfold your real purpose, for that too shall be unfold unto thee. As I look deep into the Spirit, woman of God, I'm hearing the Lord say that the demands are falling to the wayside. For the Lord said, as you keep your feet planted to the ground, and your attention on me, and your consciousness on me, God says you're going to rise up. And the restraints are falling to the wayside. And as you move into a time of more freedom, you're going to begin to find that you're going to rise to the top. For the Lord said, as you surrender some of your concepts and ideas in order to allow the energies that are able to lift your consciousness to do just that. For the Lord says, all you need to do, woman of God, is to hold on and know that the boundaries on the physical plane are going to fall to the wayside. So now the Lord says, let your dreams and your spirit cause you to begin to soar. For the Spirit says, for this is a time to watch the clouds move. For this is a time of spiritual growth through freedom of thought, saith the Lord. And you're going to find that the key ingredients to your success, Prophetess Alice, is going to be faith, surrender, and adaptability. Being adaptable, being flexible. For the Lord says, I'm setting your path. I'm setting the course. And the outcome is going to be that you're going to find yourself, woman of God, in a very different place than you were 3 and 4 years ago. For the Spirit says, legal affairs are going to work out in your favor as well, too. For whatever you decide to do, God says, I'm going to bless it in this season. For the Spirit of the Lord is moving, Prophetess Alice, and you're going to see the hand of the Lord do some unusual things for thee. As I delve further into the Spirit, the Lord says the confusion is lifting. And you will begin to see that though the winds of life has tried to toss you to and fro, you're going to begin to see that this change shall be the thing that shall cause you to prosper. Stay organized, stay practical, and know that I'm going to bless the works of your hands. For there's great power in thee, woman of God. Great power that is deep down inside of thee. And I will make thee a voice, and you will speak unto my people, and you will share my word, for you will see that you will solve great problems, even with authority of figures. You'll solve situations concerning those who are people of authority in your life. You're going to begin to release and let go. For you're going to begin to see that you're going to begin to learn to let go of the limitations and the limitations that the enemy has tried to bring upon your life. For I will bring you to a time of a letting go. I will bring you into a time, woman of God, where your gifts and your talents shall cause you to rise to the top. And you're going to have and see that your talent is going to demand that you begin to express yourself in it. I've called you to be my teacher. I've called you to be my guide. I've called you to be a mentor. Work concerning schools are not finished, Prophetess Alice. They're not finished. Almost like you need to get out and visit some people from your past in the school system, because you're supposed to be still doing work where they're paying you, where they are now your clients. There's something that is not finished. For the Lord says you're highly developed. Your political skills and the mind that I have placed in thee will cause you to rise to the top. As I'm about to close, the Lord says, be very wise and be very aware of manipulation by others in this season. Hear, but speak less. For I've called you to be a survivor, a warrior, and a leader. I saw you very athletic as a young person. You could have also got into politics. The Lord says it's time to release the boundaries and remove the limitations. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophetess Alice. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, balance. Prophetess Alice, I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, get the medical physical. For there's a new balance and a new structure in your body. I hear God saying that as you get the medical physical, Father God says, consult with a naturopathic doctor. I hear Father God saying this is a season of new stamina, new vitality, new strength. And Father God says, take time to walk, take time to exercise in this season. I also hear favor concerning technology and computers. And Father God is causing your faith to be activated to the next level. For woman of God, whatever this is you've been walking through or struggling with, Father God says, know that this is your time. Father God says, this is the season where even, I'm looking at charm and I'm looking at persuasion. I'm looking at different things that you've been walking in naturally and didn't even know it. Father God says, get ready, for Father God says, there are new individuals coming into your life. And I just hear Father God saying concerning these new individuals, I hear Father God saying, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he's going to direct your path. Father God says, show yourself friendly in this season. Yet Father God says, just be mindful. Don't wear your emotions on your sleeve, or your intellect on your sleeve as you meet these individuals. Father God says, you're going to use discernment for them. And I hear Father God say new makeover. There's going to be a new makeover for you, Prophetess Alice, and that is the word of the Lord.